Hello and welcome back to another episode of The Tea with Annabeth and Jess.
I've never said it like that.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I think that's a better intro.
Yeah.
It'd probably be even better intro if we had like intro music.
We can just make our own dun dun dun. That's the,
like hype music.
Okay, what would that be?
I don't know. I don't know. Some people are very hit or miss. Like, there's this one girl that she has a photography podcast.
And I didn't have a photography podcast.
Okay, so she talks about things about photography.
That sounds so boring.
It kind of is, but sometimes I'm interested by it. Like, she'll talk about, like, like one episode, for example, was like building your brand, like on TikTok and stuff. Like, she's really big on TikTok and mm-hmm. She's built a lot of her business through that, but she's like a hip young thing. So, but I've started following her on Instagram because she also shoots Sony, which is a big deal because not a lot of people shoot that.
Okay.
For photo. A lot of people shoot video with Sony. I'll say, whatever, I follow her. She has a podcast, but her intro music, I literally hate it. And it's so long. Like, it's a really long intro. Like, by the time that it makes it to her talking, I'm like, I don't even want to listen to this anymore.
Let me tell you, speaking of intro music, something that apparently is coming back with, like, Gen Alpha. Is that right? Gen Alpha?
I don't know.
I think it is. I think Bentley's Gen Alpha.
To me, like anybody younger than me, they're all Gen Z.
Yeah, but that's not true.
I know it's not.
Like, it's like Gen Z.
In my brain.
It's like Gen Z, Gen X, then now Gen Alpha.
Mm-hmm. Watch your hand by my face. I don't like it.
Okay, sorry.
It's okay.
Anyway, so Bentley was really excited a couple weeks ago because he made a, I don't know what it's called. He like made it to where when you call him, it instead of it being like ring, 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 it plays a song.
They're ringing back tones?
Yes. So he was really, now ring back tones apparently are back in.
We have ring back tones again?
Do you want to know what his ring back tone is?
What?
It's so random. It's Adele singing Skyfall.
That's so random.
You know, I don't know why that's.
How are they buying ring back tones now? Is that on your bill? Whose bill is that on?
Not on my bill, but I think he did it like how we used to do it, like record it.
And there were times that like, because you could buy them, you know?
No, yeah. I don't know. I don't think he bought this. Maybe he did.
You would get in trouble.
But also I need to like look into that because maybe I want to set a ringback tone.
No, for sure.
That. Anyway, he was really excited. He's like, listen to this. He was like, call me and listen to this.
Okay.
And I started to tell him, like, we invented that. We literally
like he that. Yeah, like he thought that he started the trend.
He thought that that was like a new cool thing. And I was like, we've been doing that.
Yeah.
We've been doing that for 20 years.
No, there's, you know that girl on like Reels or whatever?
Someone's at your front
door. Somebody's at my front door. Okay. No, can you entertain the people?
Yeah.
I rented a camera.
Oh, okay. Yes. I'll talk to the people for a second. Okay. Oh,
it's
my
okay. It's fine.
Okay. We just had a whole situation happen. Okay. There's a lot happening that you can't see. But while Jess is going to the door, more about ringback tones. No. So, yeah, now I'm thinking about like, sorry, there's so many noises right now. Jess is getting the door. Macy's running because Jess is getting the door. Oh my gosh, this is live and in person. So yeah, I've been doing some thinking about, okay, and she's back.
Yeah, you have to sign for that equipment.
Oh, okay.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, guys. I'm back and better than ever.
Real, so authentic.
Oh my gosh, I'm out of breath.
Yeah, so my question to you is, if you had a ringback tone, like right now, what would it be?
Right this second, okay. Well, I feel like I would want, like, positive, encouraging K-love.
Of course.
But then at the same time, it's like when someone's calling you, you kind of want, maybe it'd be like praise or something. Like, you want them to feel hyped when they're calling you, not like
Debbie Downer.
Yeah.
You have a voicemail, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's currently full.
Right. I'm saying you have a personalized voicemail.
Yeah, I'm just like, hey, it's Jess.
I need to make a voicemail.
You don't. Oh, yeah, you don't.
I used to have one.
It just says, like, oh, the caller or whatever.
Forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
No, I think it's like, it says something different.
Oh, really?
I'm out of breath still. Wow, I've got to get in the gym.
Yeah. Anyway,
yeah,
I'm going to make a voicemail.
Okay, what I was telling you is that there's a girl that makes videos about, like, back in the day, like, me and like, she uses, you know, Dream Atmos foundation and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, and so
buy Dream Atmos.
You can still buy it.
That was the worst.
Yeah, but, so if you're using that...
Oh, sorry.
Well, I feel like if you're using that, then your skin has got to be
flawless.
Like, well, no, it's not. It's not for like dry skin.
No, I have dry skin.
You have to have like super oily skin to use that stuff. Unless they reformulated it.
Surely they've reformulated it.
Dear God. No, but anyways, she did a reel about like talking about ringback tones. And she's like her and her best friend and she... calls her friend and her friend has a ringback tone and she's like, hey, I love your new ringback tone.
Yes.
And then she's like, hey, I just got a new ringback tone, so I want you to hang up and I want you to call me and I'm not gonna answer. And so then she's like, okay. Well, so then her friend calls and she lets it play for like a minute and then she answers. She goes, I thought you weren't gonna answer. She's like, what did you think? She's like, this is like your third rematch on this month. Like, your mom is gonna kill you.
I need to actually look into that. And like, what if I just had like a crazy ringback tone?
What would that be?
A crazy ringback tone?
Yeah.
I don't know. But also, my phone is the business line, as we've talked about before.
What? Yeah, if yours was like, I'd be like, hello, this is Annabeth.
I feel like it. See now. No. Oh my God. I don't know what. Okay, so the moral of the story is, as adults, you apparently can't have ringback tones. Because also, I feel like, okay, let's say you did a positive, encouraging K-Love ringback tone.
Yeah.
And it was like, goodness of God.
Yeah.
Or something like, something right. of that ilk.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel like that's the equivalent of like having, okay, do you ever call somebody? And if this is you, I'm sorry. I'm not judging you. I'm just telling you. Mm-hmm. This is my POV.
Okay.
When I call somebody and their voicemail is a personalized voicemail, mm-hmm. which there's nothing wrong. I need a personalized voicemail. Mm-hmm. Because then you know that you called the right person.
Right.
Especially if you don't, like, it's not somebody you typically call.
Yeah, that's true.
I appreciate a personalized voicemail. I don't have one. For that reason, I don't mm-hmm. want people to know that they got the right girl. Mm-hmm. But that's a different story. So, long story short, you call somebody and they're like, hey, this is Rachel. I'm so sorry I missed your call. I just hope you have a blessed, positive, encouraging K-Love day. Mm-hmm. Something of that ilk.
Yeah.
I think that's silly.
By the time I make it to voicemail, I hang up.
Me too, unless I need to leave them a voicemail. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you need to leave people a voicemail.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need it, but I need it to be like, hey, this is Rachel.
Sorry,
leave Mr. a message.
Leave a message. Bye.
Yeah. Also, if I'm still on the phone, I know I'm going to be leaving you a message at that point.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need you to. So, how do you leave a good message?
You're getting really close.
Sorry.
It's okay.
How do you like. I don't even know if I want to get into this.
How do you leave a good message
What is the proper?
I don't know what you're saying.
What's the proper voicemail to have? Because I think when somebody says like.
What's my voicemail?
Hey, this is Jess. And I usually hang up.
Okay. Wonder what it is. Can I hear it?
Yeah.
Can I hear my own?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I can just call my own phone number, right?
No, but you can go to it and you can listen to it.
How?
But I don't know. Sometimes when people are just like, I hope your day is full of peace and blessings and sunshine. I just can't. I'm like, all is that to say, I feel like. Yeah, that's good. That's concise.
Why is it so fuzzy?
You were probably in the car when you made it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sounds like it. Yeah. Sounds like I was on an airplane.
You were on an airplane.
But it was jet setting.
I need to make one, but all I'm saying is I feel like if your ringback tone, to bring it back around to ringback tones,
yeah,
if your ringback tone is like goodness of God, it is the equivalent of being like, have a blessed day mm-hmm. in your voicemail.
Yeah.
And if you have that, I'm not judging you.
Yeah, but you are.
It's just something about that. It's like, this isn't the moment.
Yeah. Okay. So it should be. I don't know. So what are you trying to say? That like I need to have a trap ringtone?
No, I think your voice. I think everything about it.
Or does it? Or does it need to be like Morgan Wallen?
I think we're too old for ringback tones. What I'm getting to.
We're never too old for ringback tones.
I know, but also like your line is the business line. My line's the business line.
We're too professional is what we are. We're not too old. We're too professional.
Yeah. It can't be like a business call and my ringback tone. Even if, let's say it was something like positive, encouraging, Kayla. Mm-hmm. You don't know who's on the other side of that phone that might be like, I don't like this.
Okay.
I don't know. Anyway, I'll just say ringback tones are back.
You know what? That's what I love about that is that that means that people are calling each other. And I love that we're bringing back phone calls. Because the kids don't talk to each other on the phone.
That's all Bentley does is talk on the phone.
Really?
That's all he's doing is talk FaceTiming. Wow. Actually, there's an app where they can like have like a whole group.
Oh, is that the app that they were talking? No, that's a different thing.
It's called like...
Okay,
something that, I don't know.
That makes me think of this.
He stays on the phone while he's like simultaneously playing games with the people. Like he's like, we're at dinner, people are like trying to FaceTime in. Like he's on the phone.
You're like, get off the phone.
He doesn't text really. I mean, he will like,
yeah.
But he,
I think he gets that from his dad. He must get that from his dad.
Wow, Jake's on the phone. Jake is always on the phone. It's so annoying. I told him multiple times, like you don't have to answer the phone.
Yeah,
and he looks at it and it's like.
He can't not answer.
He has to answer it. Mm-hmm. Last night, somebody called him while we were eating dinner, and Kinley said, don't get that. No, she said, ignore that. That's her exact word. She said, ignore that. And he did.
Good.
But it was mom, so he, like, if it would have been anybody else, he would have picked it up.
Yeah, I had something I was going to say. Oh, remember when we were at Bible study last week, and they were talking about that they were on that Marco Polo app?
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
Okay, I've heard of it.
Okay.
Because Katie, our cousin Katie, had talked about that she Marco Polos with her friends.
Why can't you just text or call them?
Well, so
that's what I wanted to ask.
So, okay, but what it is, it's basically a group chat, but all it is video.
I know, but can you not do that in a text? You could make a video and
see. I don't know. Let's download the app and see what it's about. Because I
don't know if I want to, Jess.
I'm going to look it up.
You look it up.
I'm going to look it up right now. I'm looking it up right now while we're on here. But I thought I've heard people talk about that. And everybody in the room knew what it was. And was like, yeah, I just Marco Polo'd on the way here. Like, I've never Marco'd or Polo'd.
The only Marco Polo I'm doing is in the pool.
I'm not even doing that.
Actually, that's a lie, because I will Marco Polo if I can't find Kinley, like, at my house. I'll be like,
yes, yes. Where are you?
But I had no idea what they were talking about, and I didn't, like, I thought about asking.
Yeah.
But here's the problem with me. I couldn't ask without, like, making myself look stupid or making them
feel It's
stupid.
Video messaging. Marco Polo video messaging.
Are you going to download it?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to see what it's about. Just to give it a try.
Okay, so are you guys Marco Poloing? Do you
know sound off is? In the comments?
Do we even know what that is?
Okay.
No, we don't.
No. Okay. Yesterday you called me, and I called you back like way later.
Yeah.
Guess what I was doing?
What were you doing?
Well, I went and got a massage.
Oh, where?
At the place. Whatever. Nice. I never know how to. What Graffin? I don't
Graffin Blah.
Do you call it? Yeah. Anyways, I got a medical massage.
Is it good?
It hurts so bad.
Yeah, that's.
And also, it was 75 minutes.
Okay.
And the only thing that she worked on was from here up. Because it was so bad.
What? Wait.
I was so like. Inflamed and like tense just in this area.
Yeah.
And she did some of these things called chirotherapy. Mm-hmm. Basically, like she just like held me. Like
a hug?
No, like she would like hold like a part of my face or something.
Like squeeze you?
No, just like holding it. Like gently, like.
Feels like I can hold you.
Like.
How much did you pay her? I'll do it.
It was like $135. But.
I feel like it was helpful.
No, but like, okay, so what she was saying was that, and she was very like, like she reminded me, okay, whenever I went to Guatemala.
Okay.
I'm going to start on this. There are people there that are like super hippie-fied. That just go there like on a hippie journey. Yeah. And they're just living like a hippie life.
Nomad.
Yeah. And she was kind of giving that vibe to me. And I actually really appreciated it. And anyway, she was saying that like what it does is like, I think that she just, even though it was like very gentle, she's like holding in certain places that are pressure points of you, and it's supposed to regulate your nervous system.
Do you feel regulated?
I don't feel like how I felt the past few days.
Right.
Because like basically I told her, I was like, I'm really sore. Like I'm a photographer and I'm really sore right now because of photography things. And I was like, and also like, for whatever reason, my body is having like an extreme reaction with my anxiety is like reacting heavily in my body. And so she was like, I'm going to try some of these things. If you're okay, it'll just be like moments of me just holding you.
And you feel like it helped?
I do.
It's great.
But like in the moment I was like, because what was weird was like, she would like do like a spot, like hold a spot. Mm-hmm. And then, like, stop for a second and then, like, hold that spot again. I could, like, literally physically feel, like, my face, like, relaxing. Because as people have commented on YouTube that I, like, clench my jaw. They've commented that. Like, why do you do that? And as of late, I've done it really bad to the point of, like, my jaw's popping in and out of socket on the side. Like, at random times.
Yeah.
I don't know. I should probably see a doctor about that. Probably. Anyways, I could feel myself like.
Unclench.
Yeah.
That's great. Congratulations.
So, I don't remember her name. But.
I don't know anybody.
She did do the Lord's work. That's what I was doing yesterday.
Nice.
I was actually just about to walk in when you called me. And that's why I was like, I gotta figure out where I'm going.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll call you later.
Do you have, switching gears. Mm-hmm. Do you have a Halloween costume?
That was weird. Just had like a burp come up. Sorry. I don't.
Okay. Are you gonna dress up?
I don't know. You know, every year it's like
last minute.
Probably because I don't think I want to dress up.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
I enjoy dressing.
I think I'm just kind of like, it's for the kids for me. And I'm like, you do you, boo.
Oh, see, I feel like I am a kid.
But then Caleb was like, let's just let the kids pick what we're going to be.
Yeah.
And I said, okay. And so Ivy said that we were going to be peanut butter and jelly.
That's good. That's fun.
I said, okay, Caleb, are you happy now? Like, you let her pick. And she said,
no, we're peanut butter and jelly. Kinley picked ours, but she is going to be the miraculous ladybug.
Right, random.
And I'm going to be Cat Noir, which is like the other superhero that's on that cartoon.
Random.
It's really random.
Okay.
But here we are. In the end, there wasn't another character that could have went for Jake to be. So she picked for him to be Stitch.
Perfect.
Yeah. Actually, I was going to, at first she was like, you and Daddy be Mickey and Minnie Mouse. And I was like, oh, cute. Okay. But then she wanted me to be like, match her. Like, go with her.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be Cat Noir.
Okay.
Which actually, Cat Noir is a boy, but I'm going to be in the show.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
Well, that's the thing about Halloween. You can really be whoever you want to be.
Be whoever you want to be. Actually, that's just the thing about 2024. You can be whoever you want to be.
Mm-hmm. But that is on brand for Halloween. You can be whoever you want to be.
Yeah, that is technically a Halloween thing. Yeah. Actually.
So are we just like playing Halloween now?
What do you mean?
Like in real life?
No. This is Halloween in real life. Yes. Every day's Halloween in 2024.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's scary.
No, but yes. It's like, and this is probably going to offend someone.
Go ahead.
But it's just kind of crazy. Like, for example, I was filling out like my intake form yesterday for a massage.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's asking like what you are like.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, remember the days that it was just like, you're a girl or you're a boy?
Yeah. I was.
There were like seven options that I could pick.
I was watching a video. I follow this girl and she's like, she's an Orthodox Jew and she basically all her content is just about like her life as an Orthodox Jew.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not even the point of this story. The point is that she's a labor and delivery nurse. So she was talking about being a labor and delivery nurse and about how there are six, she lives in New York, and there's six options that a parent can choose for birth certificates now for your baby. Or you could not choose to put anything at all, like for gender. So, yeah, I did not know this. I don't think that's a North Carolina thing. I could be wrong. I know when Kinley was born, it was male or female.
I want to say there were more options when Noah was born.
Okay.
Because I remember thinking.
It is.
That was just last year.
Yeah. So she said that there was male, female, unknown, non-binary. I don't remember what the other ones were. X. She was like, I don't know what X is, but that's an option you can pick. I can't remember what the other ones are, but that's you. So, or she said, or the parent can choose to not pick a gender at all and then allow the child to pick their gender, like on their birth certificate. This is on the birth certificate that at the hospital when a baby's born.
That is crazy. That is crazy.
Okay, let me say this. I don't understand why you can pick.
Yeah.
Okay, I know we're offending people.
No, we are. No, but it doesn't make any sense.
Why is it like you're born, the doctor puts male or female?
Right.
Because that's a medical.
Because at the end of the day, when you're born, you have
girl parts or boy parts.
Right. And that's how, like, you know, whenever you go find out the gender of your baby, they look and they say, oh,
it's a.
She has a vagina. He has a penis. And so that he's a boy and she's a girl.
Why are we letting people pick at birth what their babies are?
I mean, and obviously those people are definitely not doing gender reveals.
No. It's honestly. So I
said, is the gender reveal culture going to die?
Not in the South. No, they're going to keep that alive.
Yeah,
they're gonna be blowing up things that are pink or blue for the end of time in the South, or hitting baseballs,
and that's fine. Like, yeah, that's great. Celebrate genders.
Yeah, but can you imagine being like, well,
I know that this technically is a boy,
like they were born with male genitalia, but we picked female. So we're raising her as a female.
I couldn't imagine that.
That's so confusing.
A world in which.
Well, this is the world.
No, I know. I know. But I'm like, me myself personally could not imagine.
Yeah, anyway. So that was interesting. I don't know how we got here, but that was an interesting thing that I was like shocked about.
How did we get there?
Oh, Halloween. It's like
Halloween. And you said it's Halloween all the time.
Yeah. No, it is. It's Halloween all the time.
Yeah. No, we're for sure offending someone today.
It's okay. If that offends you, then this podcast isn't for you.
Yeah.
So,
and that's okay. I was actually talking to a friend about that the other day because I was saying that in our last podcast, which was 3 weeks ago, which is crazy. And I did tell Annabeth that if we didn't podcast this week, then I quit. And
I heard that she was being like our mom.
But like, I was going to quit.
No, you weren't.
Yeah.
No, you weren't.
We were going to have to do a complete relaunch.
That's okay. Season two.
Yeah. I guess we're calling this season two.
Okay.
This is season two. We took a break. This is the third week.
I have been moving. It has been like quite the journey.
Thank you for taking responsibility for this.
I'm telling you, I don't even know, like, what a blur. Mm-hmm. What a blur. I woke up one day, like, somebody, I had to fill out the date today, and I was like, oh, it's the 20th. And they're like, it's the 24th. And I was like, days don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Time is not real.
And isn't it so funny, like, if you thought it was the 20th, but it's actually the 24th, then it feels like that's so many days, but it was really only 4 days. It feels like now it's November.
It is. Merry Christmas. Happy Thanksgiving. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Like, yeah. Honestly, and I know everybody says this, and but, like, when I tell you that this year was not real, it just, it was just Happy New Year.
Yeah.
It was just New Year's resolution time. Mm-hmm. It's literally over. It's over. Like, once you hit November, it's over.
No, yeah.
Because it's like Thanksgiving, Christmas, it's over. Mm-hmm. And it's like the last couple of months of the year are such a blur anyway. Next thing you know, you're doing taxes. Like,
why'd you have to go there?
We just did that episode about taxes.
I know. We're about to do taxes again. Yeah.
Okay, it's crazy. One thing I made a note for myself that I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
Since it was Happy Halloween.
I'm listening.
And that is, did you ever go to, because I don't remember going with you, but we probably did. Did you ever go to Judgment House? This memory got unlocked for me a couple weeks ago, and so I put it on the notes to talk about.
I want to say that I did.
You would know if you did.
Well, because it's scary. Traumatic. Yeah. I don't know.
And also, I came to the realization.
Where did you go at?
I don't remember. I just remember going. I don't remember where it was.
Okay.
Okay. So if you have never been to Judgment House, you don't live in the South. But
right.
Judgment House is a Halloween thing.
Okay.
And technically, it's not a Halloween thing, but it's, like, in lieu of going to, like, a haunted house.
I'm listening.
We're Christian.
Yes.
Like, we're Baptists. We're going to Judgment House. And so, essentially, what that is, like, you go in, and it's telling a story. It's telling a story about different people, characters are introduced, we're character developing. There's always someone who's, like, doing drugs or a drunkard. And I'm like,
I think that Caleb, like, played a part in the Judgment House. Oh my gosh.
Okay, that's so Caleb. Once.
So on brand for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And long story short, you go into different rooms of the church and you get seated and then they're playing, like, a scene. And it's usually teenagers. They usually get in a car accident. They're drunk.
Yes.
On homecoming.
Yes.
Or prom or something.
Yes.
And then, like,
they die.
Some of them go to heaven and some of them go to hell.
Yes.
And it's like this terrible, scary scene of the people who go to hell.
Yes.
And that is Judgment House.
And you're like, I don't want to go to hell.
That is a Christian haunted house.
Yeah.
Except biblical. And it's very scary.
Mm-hmm.
And
is that usually at Halloween?
It's Halloween.
Oh, they do then?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We're not doing that at Christmas time.
No, that would be terrible.
Which I don't even know. Honestly, I haven't heard of a Judgment House. Like, maybe that
recently.
Was like thousands of event.
Think that, no, I can't speak for everybody, but I think that the culture has shifted from, like, scaring people into salvation. Like, I think there was a time where people were really, like, kind of, people, churches, like, that was the brand, was to kind of, like, scare you into salvation. That was also the time of, like, purity ring culture.
Yes.
Like, true love waits culture. Like, that was all kind of the same time.
Always the culture. Like, it was always the culture.
Yes. But, like, there was a branding of that. Like, yeah, there was a time that was very prevalent.
Right. Yes.
In the Christian community.
Question down to you.
Okay.
Because you're right. Mm-hmm. And that's not technically, like, quote unquote, like, the culture anymore.
Yeah.
But why?
Why is that? Why are we not scaring people into salvation?
But I'm saying, like, why isn't, like, what happened to purity rings? What happened to love weights? What happened to Judgment House?
Well, I think that it's sad that it's I'm not saying that it's right, but I'm saying that this is how it works, is that just as, like, culture changes, church culture has to not necessarily change, but it kind of has to mesh so that you are continuing to reach people. Mm-hmm. Because like we live in such a world that's so offended all the time.
I think bring back offending people.
No, 1000%.
Bring back Judgment House.
Ivy, please, baby. Ivy is climbing through our furniture. I don't know what's happening. The children are in the room with us.
It really just occurred to me that I really haven't heard about Judgment Houses.
Yeah.
And I think that's exactly what like kids these days need.
Yeah.
Kids these days need to see a visual picture of them going to hell. And yeah. I think that the premise needs to be, instead of drunk driving, I think it needs to be like Fortnite.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why you'd go to hell over Fortnite. But I think it needs to involve video games and social media.
Yeah.
I think you make it, you evolve it. Mm-hmm. I think Judgment House needs to evolve into 2024.
Mm-hmm. Like Snapchat's going to be in there somewhere.
Snapchat.
Bullying.
Furries.
Yeah.
Put those in there.
Yeah. Put those, all those are in the Judgment House.
And let the kids see it.
Mm-hmm.
Let the devil run around the room and like touch people. That's, you remember that?
Yes.
The devil would like run around and like start touching people. So scary.
Mm-hmm.
Like literally a nightmare.
Well, did I ever tell you like how I actually gave my life to Jesus?
I don't know.
Okay. Wow. Is this a faith-based podcast right now?
I feel like it always has been.
Like, I feel like it's really going in right now. Should I tell this story?
I don't know.
I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
So, basically, I was dating Caleb.
Okay.
And by the way, like, I had given my life to Christ at church camp when I was young. Okay. And it was...
Excuse me, yes. If I may ask you a question.
Yes.
Because I have a follow-up question.
Yeah.
Do you feel like if you gave your life to Christ young or like got saved or whatever, but although maybe you didn't live that way, do you feel like you were still saved technically or not?
Well, I don't know, because once I kind of fully understood following Jesus and like fully surrendering to Jesus, like, I feel like it's so hard, and I know that it can happen, and I just think that it's so hard to really, like, understand the capacity of what that looks like at a really young age. Like, for me, I think that I was, at church camp, that was a similar thing that happened. Like, they did, like, a skit, and I was scared to death to go to hell.
I still am every day.
Yes, but, like, in that moment, that was like the first time that I was like, oh my God, like, I don't want to go to hell. So like, what do I got to do to not go to hell?
Yeah.
And my counselor like prayed more so for me as opposed to like me doing that on my own. And, yes, like I did feel this like relief. I would say also as a kid, like, there's not much that you're surrendering.
Yeah.
As a small child, like, I would say probably now there is more than there was when I was like 11 years old.
No, 100%. I for sure feel like kids carry so much more burden.
Yes.
Than we did. And I have seen that firsthand, like at Kinley School. Like, when I tell you, it's such an emotional experience going to like when they have chapel at Kinley School, because it is like, I know a couple weeks ago, there was just like kids, like they didn't even preach yet. And they're just like, the kids are up there like singing their songs as they do. And like, it's just kids, like fifth grade, sixth grade kids just like flooding the altar. Like, and it's, and just crying. And like, they're,
yeah.
And like some adults go, but like some of the times the teachers will kind of go, but it's mostly just kids. I'd say there's one adult to like 10 kids, you know, and what I've seen like there is that.
Also, that's an odd picture to me, because I feel like if I saw like my child go to the altar, like, why are we not? That's something that I'll follow up with about like how I felt as a child, but we'll continue.
Yeah. Well, you have to keep in mind most of the most parents aren't there.
Aren't there.
Yeah, because it's work or whatever.
Sure.
It's at 8:30 on a Friday morning.
Yes.
So, but
also, it's not realistic for them to be there.
Is like, I feel like a little bit, it's like, wow, okay, like these are small kids, like, but you really feel they do have like so much like weighing on their like little minds. Mm-hmm. And anyway, it's very.
And I would agree. Like I, by the way, like I'm just speaking from my own experience, and that was, you know, a whole different time in the world.
Yes.
Like when I was 11, 12 years old, like it's not like 11 and 12 year olds now.
We're,
for these poor kids are having to grow up so quick. They're having to like just experience so much more than they're not supposed to have to experience these things at their age. So I'm sure like, so I'm not discrediting that.
Right.
Are you okay? Yeah, do you need a medical massage?
It's really bad.
Do you want to move on those pillows?
No, okay. I need the chiropractor x-ray. And I can't tell if it's doing something for me or if it's working against me.
Yeah.
Because I get acupuncture and like, I had a knot so big after I had acupuncture last week where they put the needle in.
Yeah.
I'm like, maybe I'm healed and I don't need this anymore. I mean, I definitely, it served its purpose. And I'm like,
maybe you need a medical massage and you need some chirotherapy where they just hold your neck for like 5 minutes. They just hold it. Don't do anything. Don't rub it. Nothing. Just hold it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Anyways, back to the story. Basically, I could have been saved at that time. I think that the follow-up after giving my life to Christ, like, wasn't there. And that's not anything against mom and dad or anything like that. But I just think that, like, it was easy for me to kind of just like fall away and kind of do my own thing. Don't get me wrong. In the back of my mind, when I was doing things that were not right, I knew they weren't right.
Right.
I knew right from wrong.
Right.
But like it came to a point where I didn't care.
Right.
If it was. And I think that like the conviction in my spirit just kind of like, I didn't have that anymore. Like I didn't have a convicting feeling inside of me of like, I shouldn't be doing this. Also say, I met Caleb way later. Like that was okay. We go from 11 years old. Now I'm 19. Hot Mess Express. And he was a Christian. I was not a Christian. And I think that it's a miracle in itself that he even like chose to date me. Mm-hmm. It was my sparkling personality for sure.
Yeah.
But we had been dating for a couple of years and I moved to Hendersonville and I started going to his church. And anyways, he was a part of this like skit thing that they did one Sunday. And he was this guy that was bound up like in chains. And it was kind of the same idea. Like, he was, people were like different sins were pulling those like different chains of him.
Definitely giving judgment
house. It was giving judgment house, but it was like from a platform. And I was like, I'm literally that person. Like I was like, so I was the person in chains. And it made me so sad to think that like, that's who I was. And that's like who he was. That's like who he was with. Like he was with the person. And that, it, a couple things made me sad. It made me sad that like that's who I was.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to be that. Mm-hmm. And it also made me sad that like this is like the person that Caleb's dating.
Right.
That made me sad for him. Mm-hmm. And just for everyone involved in my life. Like I'm like, so I was bummed. I don't know how to explain what I'm trying to say. But anyways, that day I gave my life to Christ.
So you got saved at Judge My House?
Basically, I was 21 years old. What? So, but 10 years prior to that, I had given my life to Christ. But it was just, it was so different.
Yeah.
And I think that anybody that like knows me knew that.
Yeah.
Because even I had been baptized in everything. And it was just like, it was like, I did that because that's what you do. Right. You know?
Yeah.
And this was like, not just because it's something that you do. It's like, I can't live another day without surrendering my life to Christ.
Do you consider that when you got saved, I guess? Or do you consider that like a rededication? Because the Bible does say, like, once you can never be plucked from his hand. So.
Right. To me, I feel like that was the day I gave my life to Christ.
Right.
Because there was a difference in the person that I was. I was free from that.
Yeah.
Life. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Okay.
And I did get rebaptized.
Yeah.
And, like, it just, it was a whole nother, like, it just was different. Right. And because there were people that had a problem with it, like, I won't name names, but people were like, I don't understand. You've already been baptized. Like, why are you getting baptized again? Like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, then you clearly don't understand.
Yeah.
But I guess, like, they kind of winged on the side of, like, oh, but you did give your life to Christ when you were, like, 11 years old.
Right.
And you already did that, like that whole thing of, like,
right,
saved is saved.
Yeah. And I do believe that.
Yeah.
But I guess, like, only, like, you as a person. Like,
I just think that if you're saved, here's the thing. Because it's, like, I just don't believe. And maybe this will come back to bite me in the butt. But, like, I just don't believe that you can be a follower of Christ, be saved, and continue to live the life that is not of Christ and be okay with it.
Well, no.
So that's where it's tough, because it's like, oh, you know, you have people that are like, oh, I was saved when I was whatever, 12 years old. But, like, they're not living that way. You couldn't look at them and be like, they are a Christian.
Right.
Like, yeah. And I just.
So do you think that.
I don't think that there's a free pass to heaven.
Okay. Do you think.
Because.
I agree. But do you think, like, that's where it's like, do you think those people go to hell?
Well, I mean, we've talked about this before, about how it is a narrow.
No, I'm
not. Not everybody's going to.
So, but that's like. I know, and I'm not saying that.
I'm just
having a conversation.
Okay, I think that it's crazy for someone to think that they could live their whole entire life in sin, do nothing to further the gospel, but had said a prayer.
Yes. No, I agree.
Had said a prayer that made them a follower of Christ,
yeah,
that they gave their life. I hate saying the word saved. I do believe God saves us, but I think that there is a give and take. You have to surrender.
Right.
So much that it's like, you don't need it. But, like, whenever you're in it, you think, well, I don't want to give up, you know, whatever, sleep with my boyfriend. I don't want to give up.
Yeah.
This life, whatever the thing may be that's for you.
Yeah.
I don't want to give up going to the club. I don't want to give up, like, whatever, hanging out with those people that are bad for me.
I would say, okay, like, because in, like, my own life, I got, like, saved, just using that verbiage.
Yeah.
As a child.
Mm-hmm.
And I never had a, like, what you're talking about, where I got re-saved. But there were years where I was not living for Christ. Mm-hmm. Or, like, maybe I was feeling, like, convicted, but I, like, or I knew, like, something I did was not right, mm-hmm. but, like, I continued to do it or whatever. And I never got, like, re-saved. But there was a time when I got older that I did, like, rededicate my life to Christ, because I knew that, like, I wasn't living in a way that was, like, glorifying God or, like, leading other people to Christ or, like, whatnot. But I would not consider that I got, like, re-saved.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying that I got re-saved. I'm saying, right, I just did. Right. I finally did.
Like, yes.
It was almost like, whatever. I did whatever that lady told me to do, the counselor lady, and, like, we prayed together. But, like, outside of that, yes, I felt relieved. Okay, yeah, I'm not gonna go to hell like y'all just did in that story.
Honestly, I live every day, like, afraid to go to hell.
Yeah. Which is, I mean, I think it's...
Is that normal?
I mean,
think that it's okay knowing that I have given my life to Christ, fully knowing that I live in a way that, like, I'm imperfect, but I'm, like, trying, and I'm trying to, like, further the kingdom, and I'm trying to do the things, and I'm very, very much not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I know that I'm, like,
doing,
trying.
Yes.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
And still every day, I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know that they're, like, I don't know, unless I'm just, like, the way, like, doing it wrong, and in Crazy Town, USA, but, like, as someone who is aware of, like, heaven and hell, and, like, knows what the Bible says about that, I don't, is anyone out here just living like, I'm good?
I don't know, like, I think that it is,
not that I don't think I'm good, but, like, still, I'm like, oh my gosh.
Well, not even that, too, like, thinking about, like, whenever Jesus comes back, like, I want to go with him. Like, I don't want to be here when all that's happening. 100%. Like, reading about Revelation and, like,
yeah,
everything that's going down.
Yeah.
Like, talk about Happy Halloween. Like, that is the scariest, most, like, demonic time that, like, you would be stuck here.
Yeah.
In this, on this earth.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be there.
No.
I don't know. But I mean, I think that, like, it would be stupid not to have some sort of healthy fear. I think that that's what keeps us. It
literally says, like, fear the Lord.
Yeah.
That's the Lord.
Yeah. That's what keeps us, not, like, in line. I don't want to say it like that, but, like, that keeps us, you know, running the race.
Right.
If there was no consequence to the action,
it would just be a free-for-all.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's why, like, there's a lot of people out there that do believe that it is just a free-for-all. And, like, that, and that's why the world is what is happening in the world.
Crazy.
It's, and it's just very sad. Here's the thing. Let's say that, because there's been people that I've, like, that are atheists. And they're like, what if all of this is fake that you're worshiping? Like, what if it's not real?
Yeah, yeah. But what if it's not?
I'm like, okay, then it's
then wrong.
Then whatever, I'm wrong.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Yeah, I'm wrong. But, like, what if it's fake in this, or what if it's real and you thought it was fake?
Yeah.
Like, joke's on you, bud. Like,
yeah.
But, I mean, I think, like, at the end of the day, like, God knows that we're not perfect. Well, and and I think that, like, all we can do is do our best to be as much like him as possible.
I also feel like
it's always never going to be, like, he's perfect.
Yeah. Imagine.
Like, we are, like, less than mediocre compared to him.
Yeah.
And, like, even on our best day.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Wow, I did not imagine that we were going to talk about that basically the whole time, but I'm feel good about it.
Yeah. But what I was going to say is, I think it's good, like, to, I would argue that I feel good even in moments when I, like, let's say for example, last night, I was literally reading my Bible, literally reading my Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And I got done with that chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked up the phone and I called Jake.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me something that, like, I started kind of, like, going off about it.
Mm-hmm.
Not, like, at him.
Yeah.
But something, like,
yes.
He told me, like, fired me up. And
yeah.
I literally had my Bible on my lap.
Yeah.
And I was like, why am I going off about this right now?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it's, you know, and then I
thought, yeah,
convicted that I just went off about that, and I literally, like, just was reading. And so what I had to say is, I feel good though, even in my conviction, because I have conviction.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because, like, the Holy Spirit is in me and is saying, hey,
yes,
like, I know you just read what you just read, and, like, maybe you need to, like, chill out a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel, so even in the moments where it's like, oh my gosh, like, I just messed up so big.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so, like, feel so bad about that. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I don't want to go to hell. Like, I just, and by the way, I'm not messing up in a way that's like, I'm not, you know,
right,
doing something real crazy, but you know, like, I have a temper and like, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and then going back to just like the having like a healthy, quote unquote, healthy fear of like going to hell, I feel like it's all is really just conviction mm-hmm. of being like, oh my gosh, like I'm being less than what like I'm being called to be right now. And,
mm-hmm.
but then also like you were just saying, apart from Christ, like you don't have that. Like people are walking around just not having that.
Yes.
And what a life. But like,
it's not a good one, by the way. It's not a good thing. Been there, done that.
It's not a good thing to just walk around being like, it's all I can
do. Yeah, I'll just do whatever I want.
Yeah.
Because like every single time, you're going to be so sad.
Yeah.
Like you're going to think that that's going to be the thing that's going to like give you peace, or like that's going to give the thing that's going to like feel like just feel you and make you so happy. Like,
right.
Like if you just, I think for me, like I would be like, oh, if I can, I think that if I really think about it, wow, this is therapy. But like, if I really think about it, something like pre-Jesus, I just wanted to be liked by people, girls, boys, whoever. And I would literally like do whatever to just kind of be like accepted by that person that I felt like I wanted them to like, I wanted to fit in with that, or like I wanted to be liked by that person, or I wanted this guy to like me, or.
Yeah.
Just. Anyways, all to say, if you're there, there is more for you. I just feel like so many times if I really think about it, I feel so like overwhelmed by like God's love for me, because like, I can't believe that like God gave me Caleb in the time that like, literally was mocking God.
Yeah.
Like just not doing anything to make him proud or anybody proud. And that's just so crazy to think that, like, I think that, no, I've said this before, but like knowing Caleb like brought me to Jesus, and it was because I didn't deserve, I don't know. It was like a real picture of like God giving me a gift that I didn't deserve. And then me kind of being able to correlate with the fact that like Jesus died for me and like all that.
I didn't deserve that.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is the faith-based tea.
It is.
And I feel like, wow, what an ordained conversation to have like coming up on Halloween.
Yeah, it's Judgment House in real life.
Who would have thunk? I didn't see this coming. Like, I thought we were going to talk about, like, you moving into your house and that saga. All we said was, you moved into your house.
I did. And I did.
And we're going to have a meet and greet there.
We'll have a meet and greet there. Yeah, really.
Mm-hmm. At some point.
Someday. I have internet now.
How do you feel about, like, doing the audio only? Do you hate it? We haven't, we haven't posted any clips. We've got to post some clips again, but.
Yeah, well, you can't really post clips.
Well, I have, can we have that? Old videos that are in the drive that we haven't posted any clips from. We could do that, but audio only is so much easier.
It is.
And maybe that's like where we need to ride for a little while.
Yeah, in this season.
In
season two.
In season two, maybe we're audio only, but I know there were some people that only watched on YouTube.
Yeah. And it was the feet people.
Well, there were a couple people that weren't feet people that also watched on YouTube.
Yeah,
Maybe try Spotify or Apple.
I mean, Marco Polo. On YouTube? The audio? Just audio?
You know what?
Like a graphic?
You know what? There probably is.
There is.
I'm going to look it up.
I'm sure.
Unless you want to look it up. It is.
I don't.
No, like, and I've got to do like a full trial run, because if I die, you're not going to know how to do this.
If you die, I'm not going to do the podcast.
Okay, that's a good thing to talk about. Like, if one of us died while we started the podcast, I think you should carry on the podcast.
I'm really not going to.
I want you to.
Oh my God, don't put that on.
Can you do that for me? Like, if I die, will you please keep podcasting in my name?
I'm going to tell you yes, but I won't. Because you're not going to know.
That's rude.
I mean, you're not going to know.
Okay. If you died, which I don't want to happen, by the way.
I mean, yeah.
Duh.
I do not plan on living forever.
Okay.
And you can put, like, me saying that. Just overlay that on my obituary. And also, just note for everybody, I also, you already know this, but I'm going to say it for the whole world, so you can also overlay this over my obituary.
Okay.
Make sure you tell people how I died. You know I hate that. Obituaries that are like, they died unexpectedly on Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
Or whatever.
Like, yeah.
I read an obituary. Because, you know, sometimes obituaries just be popping up on your Facebook.
But what if you do die unexpectedly?
But how?
Okay, like she had a heart attack?
She had a car accident. She had a heart attack. She, whatever. I read an obituary of, like, a girl probably my age that, and it detailed that they passed away in a car accident. And I was like, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm so afraid of dying in a car accident.
I know. And it could happen.
I'm so afraid, like, that's how I'm going to go. I don't want to go like that.
Really, like, when I was, like, really suicidal, I had, like, my suicidal ideation.
Yeah.
Is that the right word?
Uh-huh.
Was that I turned my car into a semi-truck. And I think about it all the time.
So, my intrusive thoughts have gotten a lot better since I've been on Lexapro.
I don't think it's an intrusive
thought. That's an intrusive thought, bro.
It's not an intrusive thought. It's a suicidal ideation.
Also, that's an intrusive thought that you thought about it. I used to have really bad, and they've got, I sometimes still do, but they've gotten so much better of.
They got dark really quick.
It got so dark. So you know, I'm going to heaven or hell. I would imagine myself, because you remember you told me you had that dream about the bridge?
It was crazy. Okay. I had a dream. No, this is
talk about it, Anna. Just therapy.
Okay, we don't have to talk about it. But I had a dream. Wait, I won't, like, be specific about it. About Jess.
Dying.
In a certain way.
In a car wreck.
Okay, you're talking about it now.
Sorry, you're being like the obituaries.
Okay, I had a dream.
I had a dream.
Jessica died in a car accident, but it really wasn't a car accident. I dreamed that the 16 bridge collapsed. Specifically.
Yeah.
Okay. The next day.
That was the day of the hurricane was starting. Well, the hurricane started. You still went to the Bible study.
Oh, yeah.
I remember.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was, like, on a Thursday. And then Friday was the hurricane. Mm-hmm. And then the 16 bridge was shut down for, like, a long, like, 2 weeks.
A really long time.
And the moral of the story is, and then, like, all that stuff, of course, we know all the hurricane stuff.
Yeah.
Like, that did happen to people and whatever. Yeah. And that is just, nobody could have anticipated at the time I had that dream.
Like,
I'm not saying I'm a prophet.
No, but the way that I have anxiety every time I go over the 16 bridge now, like, I'm just like, Anna, I'm really
so sorry.
I'm trying to be healed and you're really messing it up. Sorry. And then also what was crazy is I had a wedding that weekend and every single road was closed. And I'm like, bro, I'm going to die on the way here somehow. I'm
so sorry.
And I was driving all these roads that I didn't know. I didn't know how to get anywhere. I couldn't call anybody. It was just like,
listen,
tragic.
I'm so sorry.
Anyways, but yeah, I used to have, like, really intrusive thoughts about running my car, like accidentally hitting, like, the side of a bridge. Like, if I was going across that bridge and, like, you know, there's the barriers, like, accidentally hitting it.
Mm-hmm.
Not head on, but, like, running, I don't know, and then, like, my car flipping and we die.
Interesting.
It's gotten a lot better.
Good. Yeah, I don't really have, like...
I'm really bad to look down at my phone while I'm driving.
I don't look down at my phone. I'm just on my phone.
And I'm like, and I just...
It's not trying. Like, in 2024, oh my gosh, was I really going to say that? I was about to say something so crazy.
What were you going to say? Don't say it.
I'm not going to say it.
Okay. Say it later.
I shouldn't say that at all. I can't believe it. Sometimes, you know, you just think things that are so crazy.
You have intrusive thoughts.
Start to come out of your mouth and you're like, wow, let me gobble that back up.
Yeah. You have intrusive thought syndrome.
That's not a syndrome.
It's not. I think it's like,
I know, but I feel like that's one of those things that gets overused in 2024.
No, but I was having them.
I mean, I'm saying, but people are like, I have intrusive thoughts. I might eat this whole cake. And I'm like, listen, that's a Tuesday. Like,
no, like, so for real. That's an eating disorder.
Like, no, or like, I have intrusive thoughts that I called my ex-boyfriend. Like, oh, like stupid intrusive thoughts. That's like, that's really not.
And I know we have to go, but we need to tell the people this one thing that okay. Katrina did tell you that everybody has an eating disorder. Good to know.
Okay. My therapist did tell me that everybody has an eating disorder because
everybody in the world is thinking about eating in some way.
Yeah.
That's not.
Or has one or has had one.
Has. Okay. Yeah. Everyone that's what it was.
Experience with some type of disordered eating, whether that's like overeating, undereating, like trigger warning.
Sorry.
Like throw a trigger warning on this whole conversation.
Honestly, this whole episode is a trigger warning for somebody.
Yeah. So basically I like low key have like three eating disorders.
Yeah.
I'm not.
What did she say? What was yours?
So I've suffered from binge eating.
Right.
Pretty much my whole life.
Yeah.
And.
Like can get up in the middle of the night and eat.
And just eat, like eat and eat and eat and eat.
Just like, just in like at 2 a.m.
Yeah. And, or just like at any moment. Just if you, anyway, if you've had binge eating, then, you know, you just eat and eat and eat and eat and like,
mm-hmm.
Anyway.
In hopes that it's going to make you feel better.
Or whatever, like, and that goes for like in sad times, in like celebratory times, in like whatever yeah. the case, it's like, let's eat.
Yeah.
All this food.
Mm-hmm.
And then, which was all, I feel like, I don't want to say I managed it, but like. Not really. I didn't manage it at all. But I've had moments in my life where it was more managed and moments where it was, like, more severe.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, last year, it, like, had gotten really, really severe, which we all know. If you know, it was very traumatic times. And that led me to gain a lot of weight in... what's the word I'm looking for? Enter. Wow.
Enter Ozempic.
Enter Ozempic, which changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
And that really helped that. And then, I quit Ozempic.
But even let's go ahead and preface things that you're leaving this out.
Okay.
And you can correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
But even leading up to you were going to wing off of Ozempic, you were already in your head about it. You were yeah. already in your head of like, I can't get off Ozempic. Like,
I was really scared to like gain the weight back.
Yeah. And so
all you hear about is people go off Ozempic and they gain like the weight back and more. Well, at that time I had lost like almost 50 pounds.
Uh-huh.
So I am like, oh my gosh, I cannot gain 50 pounds and more.
Yeah.
Like that's terrifying.
And also let's go ahead and tell the people that you had a goal weight in mind and you were lower than that weight. Right?
Yeah, like about 20 pounds lower.
Exactly.
Yeah, which is so crazy.
Which is so crazy.
And now, like, and I talked to my therapist about this, is that now my goal weight terrifies me.
Right.
I'm like, I can never be that heavy.
Right. Like, her goal weight is way more than what she is now. But, like, at one point, that was the goal.
That would be, like, that would be amazing.
And you thought that that was not even possible.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then she just kept losing weight. And like, whatever, like, I think you were beautiful at all the stages.
See, for real. It was like, I was really fugly.
But like, I never saw that.
That's okay.
I never will. And it's okay.
I see it for myself. So it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So all that to say is, so I traded like the one eating disorder of like binge eating for another eating disorder, which
of
was
not eating.
Eating or yeah. not eating. Which is not okay either.
I just understand.
And then it's kind of like, okay, Ozempic, back to binge eating. Because at the end of the day, you don't really learn any valuable lessons. Because it's the medication.
Right. Like, you're not really like, technically you're supposed to be changing your eating habits.
I didn't. But also in defense of that, for I'd say... half the time I was on Ozempic, I was not in a mental space to change my eating habits.
Yeah. So basically what was happening was you were eating the same things, just less of it.
Right.
Like, she was still eating cheeseburgers and french fries and stuff like that, but just not as much of it.
Right. So, right. Exactly. I didn't change how I ate at all.
Right. She was still drinking soda.
Like, days that, like, I'm not hungry and I just drink, like, 4 Sun Drops. I was getting, like, a 32-ounce Sun Drop every day.
Yeah.
And I still
lost weight. That's crazy.
Yeah. It's a miracle drug.
Yeah.
So, all this to say, I go off of it and then go right back. Well, I don't say right back. It took a little while for me to feel like I was like, okay, wow, now I'm, like, way overeating.
Well, because you probably had still a little bit of the drug in your body.
Well, but, and then also, it's like your stomach shrank, so you don't use for a long time. And then, like, you know, I stretched it right back out. And anyway, all this to say, I have now talked to my therapist about that.
And I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. I mean, I'm not making any headway and, like, nothing's changed.
Mm-hmm. That's okay.
I only talked to her about it for, like, 15 minutes at the very end of my last session.
Because you really didn't want to talk to her about it.
Well, there was other things that we had to catch up on. Mm-hmm. But I see her next week and she was like, we're going to continue this conversation. And I was like, okay,
I'm so glad. Well, yeah. I mean, I've been telling Anna for a while that she needed to talk to her about it. And I thought that it was so crazy beyond crazy that you had never even told her that you were on Ozempic.
I never told my therapist I was on Ozempic.
Yeah, and that was, like, kind of a big piece.
She was
kind of
shocked.
That was
honestly.
That was a big piece of the puzzle.
She was kind of shocked.
Was she?
Yeah. She was.
What did she say?
She was just like, ah.
That was
did not realize.
You're like, yeah, that was almost the whole point. I didn't want you to.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Mm. Cool.
Here we are.
Well, that's the tea.
That is the tea.
That's the tea. We are...
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Which Halloween's next week? Maybe we'll have another episode.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
Halloween would be next Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah. So hopefully we can...
7 days from today.
Make this happen again. We're going to get on, like, a regular schedule.
We've been saying that.
We are.
For 3 months.
We've got to, though. For real. Because that was something that we were doing really great at.
Well, things just got, have been so...
But I think if we treat it like how we treated it before, it'll be so much less stressful.
Yeah.
On everybody.
Yes.
And just better.
And just better for everyone involved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's the tea, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.